Day 19. Breaking Away. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. When we replenish at sea with ships that provide us our needed sustenance, we must break away after completing this evolution. We cannot stay connected forever. This would encumber both ships, our vessel and the ship providing us with provisions. We are expected to take what is given and proceed on our way. Think what would happen if we had to steam into harm's way hampered by the attachment of another vessel. That would hamper our ability to maneuver away from hostile fire. We certainly could not launch and recover aircraft, our staple and strength. At a time determined beforehand, both ships break away. Ships even have plans for an emergency breakaway, in case the exchange of materials becomes hazardous for either vessel. There are times in the life of a Christian when we must indeed depend on replenishment and nurture from others. But there are also times when we must learn to make it on our own and develop maturity. The writer of the book of Hebrews spoke of a need to break away from elementary needs and training. When relationships threaten to endanger one or both, we must learn how to break away, even if we must sound the alarm, emergency breakaway, emergency breakaway. Remember, Lord, I need from others sustenance, nurture, and spiritual care. Yet I must be careful to take no more than my allotted share. Help me to mature and learn. Then, when the time comes, to stand on my own, to bring into fruition the seeds my friends and mentors have sown. Questions to consider. When was the last time I received spiritual nurture? When was the last time I gave spiritual nurture to another? Reflection for the day. Consider the joy of replenishment. Contrast that feeling with being spiritually empty.